Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Tuesday, the 5th of March. It'll be a quick one today as I've got a busy day. There's no horse and there's no horse tomorrow, so horses I'll be back looking at on Thursday. I had a tough old time in this last week, I know. People start emailing in with the old panic. It is the game. It's 1 week doesn't really mean anything, and certainly those of you registered for trading days, if you are thinking of coming, you do have to take a long spring approach. I am going to take people on that journey from a grand to 80 grand, and it's a slow journey, but it works and gets there. So if you are thinking of registering or coming to those, then please do have the right mindset. If you're somebody who's going to give up, I genuinely, it's not for you and don't bother. On that, I will be opening that up at 10:30 on Thursday morning. I am, from interest, majorly oversubscribed for both venues. So if you are thinking of coming, and it will be a deposit payable with the balance before the event, then a balance payable at 10:30 on Thursday, I think they're going to fill very quickly. So just a bit of advance warning there. On to tonight's football. I'm back in East Fife away to Brechin, or if the market settles and there's a bit more money, I will look to lay Brechin. It's the Scots games have beaten me up in the last month, but it will turn round. And East Fife are good price away to Brechin. They're nice value, and I will be doing one or the other depending on what the market is a bit later on. It's very weak at the moment. Dortmund versus Spurs. Dortmund have to come at it, and it's, I think we're going to see a typical nervy Spursy night where if a goal goes in early, the Benny Hill music will start in the Spurs defence and anything could happen. It's one of those games where a goal is scored early. If Tottenham get through the first 20 minutes, I think they'll be okay. But if Dortmund come right out and score early, and Tottenham have conceded a few early goals this season, Man City, Barcelona, PSV, they've got it in them. And I'm sure Dortmund will be aware of that and want to get right at them. If they do score early, then you can't, really, I wouldn't think, go wrong putting backs in at 4.5 goals, 5.5 goals, and trading from there just for small stakes at half decent prices. Because if they get one, you know, I'm sure they will get another, and then Tottenham really will have to score. It could be anything this game tonight, it really could. So that would be my sort of advice there, is wait and see what happens in the first 10 minutes or so. And if Dortmund are flying at Tottenham, then get involved. If Tottenham are looking like they're coping, then you can just leave it alone. In the Real Madrid Ajax game, I think Real Madrid will solve this quite comfortably myself. I saw on Twitter that there had been a move on Ajax, and it wasn't much of a massive move, I'll be honest. People do make me laugh what gets posted there. But the over 3.5 is a market that laying over 3.5, one of those at 2.1, is an area where you can get involved. So you can lay over 3.5 goals, 2.1, with a view to backing it later, backing it for 20-30% profit, and you shouldn't go far wrong with that. You should be able to exit at some stage during the game, whatever, but again, it needs a fast start. Real Madrid have got the advantage, and they'll be more focused, I think, on keeping Ajax out than going and winning 3 or 4 nil. So Real Madrid Ajax, again, a cheap over 3.5 goal lay. So that's what I'll be doing there. So that is all I have. We have got a quietish week football wise. Those of you on FDD, there's no games on the coupon Wednesday or Thursday, so there is a bit of Champions League football again tomorrow that I'll be having a look at, and of course there's a couple of golf tournaments coming up. So yes, I will, well, let's see what Spurs Dortmund turn out tonight, but I will be back in the morning. Just make a note, as I say, if you want to get on the trading day, it will be Thursday at 10:30. Both venues massively oversubscribed interest-wise. That's obviously not saying that people are coming, because people put their name down just out of curiosity, but I would expect them to fill. I have had requests for a midweek one. I'll deal with that after Thursday. If I've got spaces, then we'll see what happens. If it is oversubscribed and people are desperate to attend a trading day, I will look to get another date in. Weekends are looking really difficult, pretty much right through the year for me now. But I will have a look for a midweek one, or if I can jiggle something about midweek, if there is the interest for it. But yeah, we'll deal with that Thursday. Okay, sorry for waffling. Thank you for listening. I will have another blog post out next week as well. When I get back in a bit more time, and I will catch up some email when I'm back. Apologies if you're waiting. It is not a deliberate thing. It's just been manic, and I will hopefully get a couple of days next week. And if not, we've then got an international break coming up. I've got Cheltenham next week, haven't we? I forgot about that. Sorry. So it'll be, yes, the week after is an international break. So at least that'll be a bit of a respite, and I can deal with some email and tackle some queries and help some people out. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Hopefully Tottenham have a great day and don't mess this up and get all Spursy. And I'll be back in the morning.